This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, I'm here, I'm live, I'm independent, I'm sunburned. Alrighty, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and you know what? I'm not even going to mess around with all the things that happened in history today, which are a lot, or even the email questions. I'm going to go to Brenda right away because she has broken the code. If you call right at the beginning of an hour, you can usually get on very quickly. So, Brenda, welcome, you smart little Dickens, you. How am I going to help you?
Dr. Joy, thanks for taking my call. I am married to a wonderful man. We've been married for 30 years and have two grown children. And we argue about very few things, but one of the things we argue about is I like to get spray tan in the summer because I don't want to get melanoma, but yeah, I would like to have a little color.
Okay.
And he says that it stinks. So he doesn't, I think he doesn't like it. And so my basic question is, do you feel I am being disrespectful to him by going ahead and
getting spray tan? Got it.
Yes.
All right. All right. How many years have you been doing the spray tan?
Oh gosh. 7 or 8, maybe 10.
Okay. All right, and do you go to the same place all the time?
Yeah.
All right, here's my suggestion. Because as you hear me say all the time, sometimes it's more important to appear to be reasonable than to be reasonable, right? Because your version of reasonable and mine may not overlap. So here's what I would do. Have you been spray tanned yet? It sounds like not.
Have you spray tanned?
No, have you been spray tanned yet?
Yeah, I just did it about a week ago. Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
darn. Okay, so how long does it last? How often do you do it?
I do it about once a week, and it lasts for about 5 days.
Okay, perfect. All right, what you're going to do is you're going to go nibble on his ear, and you're going to say, look, I know that that you don't like the smell of this, so what I thought we would do is I'm going to go and get some samples. You can go to Sephora or Macy's, probably any place like that. And I'm going to go and get a couple of samples of stuff and see, because they make so many spray-on tan stuff these days. And it sounds like you may get yours done professionally. But my guess is that you could even take your stuff in and they would probably do it professionally, or you can put it on yourself, or you could do it on places on your body he doesn't sniff. I mean, you know, the point being that the compromise here is I want to look tanned, you don't like the smell. So let's find some smell that you like. And even if he doesn't, if you're really smart, which I'm sure you are, you'll find a couple of spray tans that smell delicious and a couple that stink. So, because the idea is that it's not about the spray tan, it's about him saying, if you love me, you would honor my request. And what you're saying is, if you love me, you'd honor my request. And that's banging horns. That's not going to work. But if you say to him, look, I get that you don't like the smell, so here, I want you to pick the smell that you like the best of these. That at that moment, you're saying to him, you matter, your wishes matter, your concerns matter. So the spray tan doesn't really make any difference. And what he may decide, especially if you get a couple that really stink, because a couple of them really do stink, then he'll say, well, gee, that's not so bad, or let's try this. Because it's not about the tan. It's about hearing each other's concerns and honoring each other's concerns. And this way, by giving him some choice, because every time you come in with a tan, even if he's 12 feet away and he can't smell it at all, he gets angry because he thinks, she doesn't respect me. She doesn't respect my wishes. See. So what you're going to do, you've got a whole week before you need to get sprayed again. You're going to go and either get some samples. They're probably travel samples. As I said, Sephora will always give you little things to try. Or take him with you and say, let's go and smell tanning stuff and see what you like the best. Okay? And then if he doesn't like any better, then you can say, look, I really did try. I wanted to honor, you know, your sense about this. But do you really want me, don't you want me to feel confident and look pretty? And well, you always look pretty, but you see, the point is not the tan. It's that he will feel that you heard him and that you honored him and that you love him, and that's the point.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Joy. That is such a good idea.
There's so many of them. That, you know, man tan, remember like 30 years ago or something, left all these orange streaks, and people would say that they were prematurely orange. This is, yeah. I think that was what they said about Reagan's hair, but nevertheless. They now make all this stuff that's yummy and good for your skin and goes on easily, and maybe you can sort of convince each other, you know, that you'll spray each other and sort of rub it all in, and you know, it may turn into something really kind of cool. Or hot, depending on how.
That is such a good idea, and I know you're up on all the latest scientific scientific stuff. Have you heard any, I mean, you know, things, do you think there's a negative aspect to the tans going into your skin? I mean,
there used to be, when we were kids, our grandparents used, or our grandmothers used baby oil and iodine, and neither were very good for your skin because the baby oil just focused the sun's rays. So then you're talking about serious melanoma, and the iodine is not very good. I do, you know, we can do a Google search and just, well, first of all, try to smell stuff first. And then try this stuff. I think most of them are pretty benign because they only deal with the top layer. They only deal with the stuff that you'd essentially exfoliate, which is the other reason to probably do it yourself, as opposed to, because if you go to a tanning salon, they're going to exfoliate you, which takes off the dead skin. And basically what you're doing is you're just coloring the dead skin. So, but I'll tell you what, do a Google search that just says, what self-tanner is best for you, or what self-tanner is worse for your skin and what's best, and that'll give you a really good idea.
Okay, Dr. Joy, well, thank you so much for your help.
Okay, well, I can hardly wait to see your bronze beautifulness, Brenda. That was a lot of
bye-bye.
Bees. All right, bye-bye. 855-993-7569. In most marital conflicts, not all, but in many, let's at least say, it's not a matter of what the issue is. It's if you love me, you'd. And the problem is that both of you are doing it at the same time. So hello, everyone. Manny, hello. Did you have a good holiday?
I did.
Yeah, you did? Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, I have this actual question before we launch in today.
Okay.
Because in this part of the country, and maybe in a lot of parts of the country, libraries are closing down left and right because people are not reading books. They're not reading books, period. But if they are reading books, they're reading on Kindle. And so that I know a number of libraries and a number of cities where they've either consolidated or closed down completely. So I was in Denver, as I said, for family reunion, my mom's birthday. And my brother took me to this library, which is thriving. And we went over on a Saturday morning, and the parking lot was completely filled. We had to park, you know, blocks away. Then they've got kids there. They also have a cafe. When I was a kid, you could no more get food anywhere near a book. But now I guess Barnes & Noble has a cafe. But it was thriving, and they had a new book section. They also had DVDs, and they, of course, had computers. So I was just curious about what makes a library thrive and what makes them close down, because my experience had been that, and I've actually given money to libraries to stay open, so I was just curious about that. If anybody knows, if we have any librarians who listen to the program, tell me what the difference between a thriving library is and one that is barely surviving or being downsized or being eliminated. And you can say, well, the Internet, but libraries that I know about have had internets forever, and they've had places where you could play DVDs, and you could order DVDs, you could order new books, but this one was unusually robust, so I'm just curious about it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. The fireworks are not all over. We get them here every day. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Daniel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help?
Well, thank you, Dr. Joy. I love what you do. And I have a balance question, I think.
Okay.
I, like a lot of people, use Facebook. And I've used it to connect to former classmates from 40 years ago, to friends that I've met in other countries. And so I want to keep using it, but I think I'm a little out of control in that I log on and the first thing I want to see is how many little numbers are inside that red dot at the top. Some people have called me a like whore. So I'm wondering what I can do to use the tool effectively but not become addicted to it.
Well, if I say, what if he stayed off the internet, you know, Facebook for a day? How heavy is the cold sweat?
That's a good question. There are actually days in which I don't get on at all. But if I, let's say I put a post up that's important to me, and I want to see how it was received or responded to, then I'm on it, you know, maybe every hour.
Okay, let's back off the numbers and the technique or the technology itself and just look at the issue of what the focus is here, what the purpose is here. Because what you said was something that was provocative. You said when something's important. So maybe the question is, what's important, how important, and to whom? And how much is it important that other people, that you have an audience, other people respond? And I think if you begin looking at that overview, that may help a bit, which means, does that mean you have to post everything, something every day? And the answer to, would seem to me, if we're really looking for balance, is no.
Yeah.
Here's another way of looking at it. Instead of having one Facebook account, that maybe you have two Facebook accounts, one that you sort of say, I will put up, you know, what I had for breakfast, and I will do that, you know, maybe on a daily basis, but I'm not going to check this much, and then one that I have that's really important, and maybe sort of try, because I'm afraid if I say to you, what if you only put up important stuff, and you, so let me give you the metaphor, which is somewhat sort of ironic and maybe helpful at the same time, which is, you know, I ran a pain clinic at one point, and what we would have people do is say, look, we can't take away your pain, but you're in charge of it rather than in charge of you. So what you do when you get up in the morning is you evaluate that day where your pain is on a scale of zero, which was unrealistic. Nobody had zero. They wouldn't have been involved in the pain clinic. So from one, which is almost non-existent, completely ignorable, to 10, which was unbearable. And because if you think of pain as a monolith, you're stuck, because these are people who, by definition, had intractable pain. But the point is, once you begin to evaluate it, then you can decide on a 1 or 2 day that you go exercise. On a 10-day, you go to the ER. On a 5-day, you decide to do whatever you do on a 5-day, that maybe you get light exercise or you read a book or you call a friend. So if we looked at the Facebook, the internet, in the same way, of that, okay, I'm not going to try and take the internet away from you, but if you looked at it as, is this a one day where there's really not much going on and I could just walk away from this for a day and see what happens, or a 10-day where I just feel like, number one, I really need to tell people this, and then you may have two criteria. That you may have a second criteria that says how important is it for other people to respond, because you're really talking about two different issues. The one is, how important is it to me to share this? The other is, how important is it that people feel that intensity, that they then respond? And those are two separate things. And what you may want to do is, if you can wean yourself of the second, you will probably find your life a little more under your control. And again, if we go back to the metaphor of pain, if you sort of say, if your whole thing about pain is people have to acknowledge that I'm hurting, and therefore that gives me some permission to behave in a way that would not ordinarily happen, then the audience response in some ways is even more important than your pain. If what you're saying is that the audience response is even more important than what I put up there, than my sense of its intensity or its importance, then maybe you can kind of wean yourself a little bit of the idea that it only exists of other people, you know, I only exist of other people applaud, the Tinkerbell phenomenon. So if you can separate those, so we're really talking about really four different dimensions. We're talking about the importance versus not very important. And when it's not very important, maybe you don't put up anything. So it doesn't become habitual. It becomes an issue of importance, which also means, by doing that, that you're sort of signaling people that when I put something up, it's important. That it's not just trivial. It's not just posting a new photo or here's my new haircut or I found this great restaurant. Or maybe that is an important thing. But you begin to self-regulate what's important. And if it's not important, maybe you don't put it up at all. Which means that the potential for people then responding to you when it's important presumably goes up because they're going to think, gee, this is really important to him because, and you may even put something up on your account that says, I've decided that this, I'm looking for better balance, so I'm going to stop with the trivia and only if something is really important to me, and therefore if you see it on my Facebook, I would really like a response because it's really important to me. So
yeah.
Then you've cued people to how to respond to it. You've given yourself some criteria. You've gotten some better balance because you're not doing it every time. And then you can evaluate how important, before you put anything up, is this important that people respond? And then, of course, anybody who deals with the Internet at all knows that some responses are positive and some are negative, that the ability to be not face-to-face gives people much more permission to say, boy, that was really stupid. So you can sort of put that in the mix as well. So if we get back to your initial question about how do I find balance, the initial way to find it is the criteria that you use to even interact. So is this important or not? And when it's not important, and maybe even keeping a journal on a, for yourself, not on the Internet, but a little paper and pencil maybe, that says, okay, what's important today? And maybe you don't put anything up until the end of the day so you can evaluate how important it is. You can go ahead and put it on your phone and take pictures, but you don't post it till you've evaluated how important it is, and that may take a little bit of time, number one. Number two, that if it's not important, maybe you don't do it. And if it is important, that you cue people. And then their, because it's important to you, their response may loom less large. You don't have to check the numbers as much as how they responded, not how many responded. So not the quantity, but the quality of the response. Because when it's important to you, you don't care how many people respond. You care how they respond.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. Thank you. That's excellent. Excellent advice. Sounds like a self-monitoring system before I even post.
Absolutely. And by doing that, you're taking back the power, because I think what we're really looking at when you look at that number is how important am I? You know,
yes.
How many people respond? And you don't necessarily want,
yeah,
I would not even say necessarily, certainly all of us care to a certain extent how other people respond. But when it becomes the criteria for our own self-esteem, then it's not self-esteem anymore. It's other esteem. It's number
right.
esteem. It's Facebook esteem. And that's a dangerous thing to do. You don't want to give that away. If this was a little bit too much to absorb, you can go to drjoy.com. In about a half hour, you can download the podcast. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, it is. Well, Finding Dory repeated again as the number one movie. It offset, apparently nobody liked BFG. I liked it okay, but it apparently tanked. Purge 3, which I thought was surprisingly entertaining, did well. Tarzan did okay. But nobody could, they couldn't find Dory. Nah, shit, third week in a row. But it's a more family movie than the other two. But so that was an interesting 4th of July weekend. Today is National Bikini Day. Do you know why the bikini was named a bikini? I always thought there was a monokini, but the question is, where did the term bikini come from? And it was the atomic testing of the bikini atolls in the Pacific. And it was such a cataclysmic event that they called it the bikini. Don't you think that's kind of interesting?
Yeah.
Because you know me, I love origin of words. It's also National Apple Turnover Day. I think it should be National Watermelon Day. I love watermelon. And my store, I mean, you know, in the old days you could buy watermelon for like 19 cents a pound, but not anymore. And so they had chopped up watermelons at 69 cents a pound, which is a perfectly good way to buy watermelon because there's no rind on it, and the rind is heavy. But they're always out of it. And whenever, every time I've been over there, I said, well, you're out of it. And usually if a store has a sign that they'll either give you a rain check for it or they'll, I mean, it's a watermelon, you go chop it up. They said, there's no one who can chop it up. And I said, give me a knife, I'll chop it up. They didn't go for that. So I convinced my brother and his girlfriend are staying with me for a couple of days, and so they carried the watermelon home. They're not speaking to me, but we have a whole refrigerator full of watermelon. It's also National Graham Cracker Day, which is good for you. Graham crackers are. On this day in history, this is a pretty interesting day in history. In 1687, Isaac Newton publishes Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica. Very famous, believe it or not. He published two. I think one was about math and one was about physics, maybe. I just remember there are two of them. Here's a cool thing. In 1775, right? Now, you know that July 4th was 1776 was Independence Day, right? The Second Continental Congress adopts the Olive Branch Petition. You may be asking yourself, as I did, what is the Olive Branch Petition? Okay. They were trying to attempt, or a final attempt, ostensibly, don't love that word, a war between the colonies and Great Britain. However, this is fascinating to me, Congress the week before had authorized an invasion of Canada. Did you know we invaded Canada? It affirmed American loyalty to Great Britain and beseeched the king to prevent further conflict, having we already invaded one of their territories, but picky. The petition was followed tomorrow by the declaration of causes and necessarily of taking up arms, making its success in London improbable. So by August, which is another month, the colonies were formally declared to be in rebellion by the proclamation of rebellion, and the petition was rejected, although not having been received by the king before declaring the Congress supporting colonist traitors. Now you have to remember there was not an internet, right? So things were not instantaneous. But I've told the story before of being in Nova Scotia and them talking about the landing place to quell the rebellion of the terrorists. Guess who the terrorists were? That would be us. Hmm. So, you know, politics is always written by the victor, right?
Yeah.
History. So, there you go. On this day in 1811, Venezuela declares independence from Spain. In 1915, the Liberty Bell leaves Philadelphia by special train on the way to the Panama Pacific International Exposition. This is the last trip outside of Philadelphia that the custodians of the bell intend to permit. And you know my story about the Liberty Bell. It was used twice. Did you know that? It was only used as an icon twice. Hmm. One was for the Emancipation Proclamation. The other was for women's suffrage. And so I told the story before. About 10 years ago, I think now, maybe a little more than that, maybe 12, that they did a complete renovation of the structure surrounding the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. And I'd been to the Liberty Bell when I was a kid. And a friend of mine was doing the video for it. And she said, I'd love to have you do some work on it, but I'll bet I can't afford you. And I said, I'll bet you can. So when you go see the Liberty Bell and you play the video, I'm the voice of the suffragette movement. So there. Which I thought was really, I didn't hear it till about 2 or 3 years ago, and I jumping up and down, screaming, that's me, that's me. I'm really sophisticated about these things. Okay, in 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, which is called the NLRA, for those of in the know, governs the labor relations of the United States, assigned by FDR. In 1937, spam! Not the kind on your computer, but the sort of alleged meat is introduced in the market by Hormel Foods Corporation. Did you know they have, like, spam contests for people to come up with recipes? Have you ever had spam?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Hormel headquarters is in, or the big...
The processing plant?
Yeah, it's in Austin, Minnesota, which is about, I think, about 2.5-3 hours south of the Twin Cities.
So are you spam... aficionado?
I wouldn't go that far, but I do enjoy the when it's cooked, when it's, you know, fried
crispy
or yeah,
because there's so much
fried or steamed or smoked or something. It's usually pretty good.
Wow, spam.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say, I'm not gonna say it. Just get me in trouble. All right, in 1940. Why walk down that road unless I absolutely have to? In 1946, the bikini goes on sale after debuting during an outdoor fashion show at the Molitor Pool in Paris, France. 1946, see? Testing of the bomb. In 1948, the National Health Service Act creates the National Public Health System in the UK, which is one of the more successful ones. The Canadian model is sometimes used, but, I mean, it's an interesting system, unless you really talk to people that use it. And then I think that the healthcare systems work really well for either routine kinds of stuff or cataclysmic stuff. It's the stuff in between that quite often, which I suppose you could say is true of any mass system. I think it's true of education. I think it's true of a lot of things, that on either end of the spectrum, it'll take care of things well. It's just in the middle, which unfortunately, by definition, is where most people are. So. In 1954, the BBC broadcast its first television news bulletin. I didn't realize it was that. That's only, 62 years ago. I didn't realize it was that recent. In 1954, Elvis Presley records his first single, That's All Right, at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. The King, Mama, the King. In 1962, Algeria becomes independent from France. Not without some turmoil. 1971, you could hear, this is a big deal day in history. 1971, the 26th Amendment lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. But Nixon did that. I didn't realize that it was that recent. Well, I guess I did. 71. In 1974, Arthur Ashe becomes the first black man to win the Wimbledon singles title, and the stadium is now called Arthur Ashe Stadium because of him. 1980, Bjorn Borg wins his fifth Wimbledon, becomes the first male tennis player to win the championship five times in a row. From 78 to 80, watched him play once. Watching really good tennis players is really upsetting because it really looks easy, and you know it's not if you've ever held a tennis racket in your hand. In 1996, Dolly the sheep becomes the first mammal clone from an adult cell. Remember Dolly? Hello, Dolly. 1999, Clinton imposes trade and economic sanctions against the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Didn't do a whole lot of good, doesn't look like. 2004, the first Indonesian presidential election is held. Pretty recent history. 2016, NASA's Juno spacecraft enters orbit of Jupiter. That was, yeah, I think, today, early this morning. I didn't even know that they launched anything, did you? But they said it was successful into orbit of Jupiter, the largest planet. Do you know anything about that?
I did not know anything about
that. I didn't either until they said, my phone keeps me up to date. It tells me who's died and what's been happening, even if I didn't pay much attention because it bings on my phone. So I didn't even know that they had done anything. There was what was the thing I was going to share with you? Oh, I know that Facebook banned Isis Thomas because of her name. I guess it's not a good time to be called Isis. There you go. Alrighty, and news that has got people gnashing their teeth in some places and cheering in others. Christian Mingle, you know, the website, the dating site, must let LGBT singles use dating site after losing a court battle. But if you're LGBT, why would you want to be on Christian Mingle?
It would seem to me,
that seems to me almost sort of saying, nanner, nanner, nanner. Listen, I think everybody should be able to be humiliated on a dating site, as everybody is, whoever has ever gone on one. But I'm not sure that that's what I'd pick if I were LGBT, but who knows. Alrighty, and Virginia is going to stop 12-year-old girls from getting married. What? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics,
to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, there are a whole bunch of DVDs that come out today, and I'm not sure where they would, I mean, DVDs are always released on this day, but I'm not sure why they would come out after the 4th. I guess that there's always a good excuse to plunk on a DVD and let the kids watch it. Alright, Boy in the World is great animation. This is one I felt kind of mixed about. A boy's father goes off to the city, and he sort of needs to make sense of that move, and so it's sort of a, I mean, the animation is wonderful. I didn't love it, and I'm not sure why. I just thought it was kind of clunky and a little heavy-handed about the difference between rural life and city life. And I guess I'm one of those people, because I'm such a fan of the city, that I don't like manipulative things that suggest that anybody who lives in the city is a robot, and anybody who lives close to the land is idyllic and closer to God. I'm a city girl. And I think we were talking yesterday about how kind people can be in the city, and how generous and how helpful. And and I'm not arguing that people who live on farms are bad. I hate those kind of movies. It's like I'm a Southerner, so I really hate situations that suggest that everybody who's in the South are really gothic racists. I'm not crazy about bigotry in any form. All right. The Family Thing, I saw recently. It's been out for a while. I did not see it in theatrical release, but I saw it recently. It's a great cast. Nicole Kidman, who's as good in this as anything I've ever seen. I am not particularly a fan of hers, but I think she was wonderful in this. Jason Bateman is always fun to watch, and Christopher Walken, who's got the weird down great. And it's a bizarre story that I kind of liked about a brother and a sister who were brought up by nutsy parents who did performance art. So they were always, it opens with an 8-year-old robbing a bank. If you take it as a metaphor, you're going to be okay. If you take it as a documentary, you're not going to be very happy with this movie. But it's interesting. It's just kind of, you're going to see the supposed twists coming very far ahead of time. But having said that, it is still, I got kind of a kick out of it. It's a fresh look at something. And the notion of, what are your parents and whom do you trust, and are your parents as human beings that are flawed as opposed to parents, whatever. Okay. By the Sea comes out, which took a long time for it to come out. This was Angelina Jolie's second, I think it was just her second movie. Everybody loved Unbroken. They did not love this as well. I think the clothes were great. It stars Angelina and her husband Brad Pitt as husband and wife. He's supposed to be a writer. They are going to, they're in France in the 1970s on the seaside with their marriage coming apart. And they've got some newlyweds who are next door, and they start spying on them. I just thought that the clothes were great. You didn't feel there was any chemistry between these two supposedly, one of the great power couples in Hollywood. It didn't quite work for me, but the clothes are fantastic. I Saw the Light is Tom Hiddleston playing Hank Williams. I keep thinking Hank Williams Jr., which I knew was wrong. Hank Williams, I think, died like at 39 or something. He was very young, maybe even younger than that. I thought Tom Hiddleston was fantastic in it. He actually did all the singings. The problem is that it occurs over such a short period of time. And I may have been like he was died at 29. He was not a nice guy. But so the movie didn't do terribly well. And I think not a lot of people knew who Hank Williams was, I guess. I don't know why it didn't do well. I thought the performance was magnificent. I thought he was just great in it. But it didn't do terribly well. All right, so those are the movies that are coming out this week. I Saw the Light is fun if you like Tom. It's a great impersonation. I mean, he really does have him down pat. And I like the music. The Family Thing is offbeat and kind of weird. By the Sea, only for the clothes. So I don't know which movie I'd send you to this week. Boy in the World is good animation, but not a great week for DVDs. What can I tell you? I'm trying to think of. I liked Fastball from last week, which is about baseball. And we actually did an interview with a guy talking about why the focus on fastballs and who was actually the best fastball pitcher and all sorts of stuff like that. Man, did you get to hear that interview? Because I remember thinking that was probably something that might really appeal to you.
Yes.
I think we did that together, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Didn't you think that was sort of an interesting take on baseball?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, because it was a combination of baseball as kind of science and also sport and the mm-hmm. incredible athleticism.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really understand how hard it is to throw a ball that fast, that consistently, and that accurately.
Yeah, exactly.
God knows I do. I don't throw a ball very well. All right, so we have a bunch of kind of weird stories. As I said, we'll have to go back to the, you know, let's put up on Facebook, Manny, what age do you think, first of all, at what age do you think boys and girls, or males and females should marry, and should it be this, oh, let's just put that way, and it should be the same age. Because most places, girls can get married younger than boys. The idea being that, what, girls are more mature? I don't know what it is. But this is saying that Virginia introduces a law to stop 12-year-olds getting married. I mean, it sounds like some third-world country, don't you think? Daddy says I'm the best French kisser in third grade. They said in between 2004 and 2013, 4,500 children under the age of 18 got married in Virginia. Of these girls, more than 200 of them were under age 15. That's young. But they're saying 12. Introduced new legislation, made it legal for girls age 12 or 13 to get married if they had parental consent and were pregnant. I don't know that that means you have to have both. They followed a long fight by activists who said the change was aimed at curbing forced marriage, human trafficking, and statutory rape disguised as marriage. That's true. I mean, presumably age of consent has to be 12. Did you know that even existed? They're now saying minimum age of marriage at 18 or 16. 18 or 16 if the child is emancipated by court order.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah,
they said the Tierra Justice Center, which is based in the city of Falls Church, was among those groups pushing for a change. The previous law created a fast track to child marriages for abusers who could evade investigation by child welfare officials by simply marrying their victims. That makes my stomach hurt. A man in his 50s was suspected of having sex with a high school student.
Jeez.
I mean, they've got pictures of these little tiny girls.
Gosh, that's...
They said the man wooed the parents and married the girl, eliminating the possibility of prosecution. It was the second time he followed this tactic. Earlier marriage ended in divorce. Now they're married and there's no crime. And a lot of places you can't testify against your husband. When they're married, they're 50% less likely to finish high school, 4 times less likely to go to college, and more likely to have children sooner and more closely spaced than people who marry adults. Wow. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.